This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal Land with a full story.
I'm really, really sorry. I don't think I can marry you.
Reality TV show Married at First Sight, where couples meet for the first time at the altar, is watched by millions of people across the country.
Not until we get on one knee and propose to me first.
But allegations of rape and sexual assault in the UK's franchise, which the men deny, has brought a fresh focus on the show in Australia.
She's definitely not the submissive type, that's for sure.
You're saying, I want to be with someone who will lie down, give up their rights, not try to have their needs met, who will make the relationship all about you and your needs.
Now, former cast members in Australia and even Minister for Social Services, Tanya Plibersek, are warning a broader reckoning is needed around how the show may be mainstreaming dangerous stereotypes.
The fact that this is being mainstreamed on a really popular show is really disappointing. I really do think the makers of this show need to think twice before platforming this sort of misogyny.
Today, reporter Caitlin Cassidy on whether Married at First Sight is a broken franchise.